Start the recording, we're on the record now. Again, my name is Richard Steves. I'm the appointed special magistrate by the Hernando County Value Adjustment Board for this hearing. And the hearing is going to pertain to petition number 20-090. Petitioner, would you state your name, please, for the record?
Adam Rosenfield.
Okay, and I know I have a copy of the opening statements here, but I believe you've been through the process before. Do you have any questions about that for me before we get started?
No.
Okay. Property appraisers, whoever's going to be testifying, would you state your names, please?
Melissa Cullen.
Doug Mack.
Okay. We will go ahead and swear everyone in for the hearing. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Okay, and I understand you have, Mr. Rosenfield, you have a notary that's going to send a form in after the hearing. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's all filled out now. Yep.
Okay. Right. All right. Terrific. Ms. Cullen, you can go ahead and take over and present your evidence.
Okay.
Real quick, does the notary have to stay for from here on in, or are we good with that?
I think they can go.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. They can go. Just email the form and we're good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send that after. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Okay, I'm going to hand the magistrate my packet.
All right, and this packet will be admitted for petition 090. Go ahead.
Okay, if you will turn to page 5, it's the subject property property record card, and the just value is $1,402,283. And the taxable and assessed value is the same at
$968,233.
Okay. Please turn to page 11. There is a photograph of the front of the property, and page 12 has a floor plan of the property. On page 13 is our summary of the property. This property is located at 260 Mariner Boulevard in Spring Hill, and it has 10,188 usable and gross square feet. It's situated on a pad site because this is an office condominium building. It is a two-tenant building that each of them are both built out as medical office space. The year built was 2008, and the effective age is 2013. The leasable square feet is 9,996 leasable square feet. I've included on page 13 the sales history. There was an older sale of the pad site in 2007, but that's more than 5 years. Additionally, I found some information which I've also included in the addendum and will discuss further as we go through this, but I found information that is listed for sale at $1.6 million and recently reduced during trim or our preliminary tax notice time to $1,250,000. If you turn to page 14, again, the subject property is a two-tenant medical office condominium building within the Spring Hill Professional Center Office Park. It's one of four buildings, has 10,188 gross square feet situated on a pad site, two-tenant design, with unit 260 consisting of about 7,000 leasable square feet of space, and the remaining unit that's currently unaddressed consists of 2,996 leasable square feet of space. The building was constructed in 2008. At the time it was constructed, unit 260 was built out as medical office space. The remaining space was left with dirt floors and no drywall or finished ceiling. In 2018, the remaining unit began to be built out, and according to the permit history and records for the property, over $750,000 in permits were pulled to finish out that space. And it says in there that they have not been finalized to date. However, 2 days ago, 3 days ago on October 20th, those permits were finalized for that space. I went out and took a look at the property on October the 2nd, and the remaining space at that time was near completion of build-out. And so, therefore, I feel that it's brand new space and it has never been occupied. I've included a screenshot of the permit history for the property. As I just previously mentioned, I found some listings for the subject, and it was reportedly listed for sale at $1.6 million. The remaining space that was just recently built out was also listed for lease at $1,795 a square foot on a triple net lease basis. And then around August of 2020, which was well past the date of value, the property was listed for sale at $1,250,000, and the remaining space that was just built out was listed for lease at $13 a square foot with a $3 CAM. And the lease type, it said, was to be determined. And I have included all that information in the addendum. If you can turn to page 21. On page 21, I have included a comparable improved sales chart. I reviewed or analyzed 5 sales, all located in Hernando County, that sold from March of 2016 to April of 2019. I tried to use as many office condominium sales as I could find, with some that are just standard building sales, single tenant building sales. I did not make any adjustments for property rights, financing, conditions of sale, or expenditures after sale. If you turn to page 22, I did make market conditions adjustments, and I also considered location, age, condition, quality, design, size, and land to building ratio or parking ratio. I came to a value of $150 per leasable square foot for the property. And just to note, again, the subject is a medical office condo building with 2 units. Sale 1 is a single tenant medical office building. Sales 2 and 3 are medical office condo units. Sale 4 is considered a single tenant professional office building. However, when it was purchased, it was a Gold's Gym. So it had, it was built out, but it was primarily open space. And sale 5 is a single tenant office building with 2 office condo units. If you can, please turn to page 27. On page 27, I have a comparable rentals chart. I used 4 rentals. The first one is a medical dental office with multiple units. The second one is a professional office condo unit. The third one is a 3-unit medical office building. And the fourth one is a medical dental office building with multiple units. Just to note, rentals 3 and 4 were kept confidential because it's provided to me by the property owners, all their lease information and expenses at the beginning of the year, and I can't release it to anybody. So I had to keep them confidential. They're all located in Hernando County. 2 of them were listings and 2 were actual leases. They were all triple net leases. And if you turn to page 28, I adjusted rentals 1 and 2 downward for the fact that they were listings. I also considered their location, age, condition, quality, design, size, and land to building or parking ratio. And I arrived at a rent per square foot of $1,625 per leasable square foot. From pages 29 and 31, 32, 33, I just have basically CoStar and realty rates data to support the rent and the vacancy, and some additional expense data. On page 34, tell me if I'm going too fast, Special Magistrate. Am I okay?
No, you're right.
Okay. Page 34 and 35, I've included expense comps. Again, this information was provided to me by property owners at the beginning of the year, and I have to keep it confidential, but I use those to provide additional support to estimate the expenses for the subject property. Page 36 is just a cap rate survey, as well as 37. 38 is my direct cap for the property, and I arrived at a base rental income of $162,435 based on the total size of the property at $1,625 a square foot. Then I added in the reimbursement income. I deducted a 5% vacancy and collection loss from the total PGI. My expenses totaled $383 a square foot to arrive at an NOI of $143.87. I used a base cap of 8 and loaded it with the 2019 millage for a loaded cap rate to derive the final value of the property. In the sales comparison approach, I came to $1,499,400 and the income $1,459,661 for a final value of $1,479,531. The remaining pages from 39 on are the listing information that I located for the property, the property record cards, and lease printouts, as well as legal information.
Okay. Anything else right now?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Rosenfield, you can go ahead. I got a copy of the opening statement, of your evidence here in front of me.
Okay. Page 5, first few pages are just info containing the subject property. Page 5 is my income pro forma. I used $14 a square foot. $3.94 for CAM. And one note about the total income, what I submitted is calculated based on the $14 and not the CAM, that $126,000 should be $161,460. And then I used the actual 2019 expenses of $68,47. And the net operating income is actually $100,613. And when that's divided by a 7.5% cap rate, value is $1,341,507. The property had some vacancy issues on the date of assessment. So I did a rent loss for a value of $54,000, and I deducted a cost of sale. And the total value after that is $1,153,356. Following page is a rent loss. Page 7, just an email from the owner, just detailing some info about the property. Pages 8 through, looks like 36 is the one lease that got signed in 2019 for $14 a square foot triple net plus CAM. And that's why I used $14 because it's a 2019 lease and there's other lease comps that support that as well. After the actual lease is the 2019 income and expenses. I don't think there was any income because that lease was just signed in 2019 and I think the other space is vacant. So just the expenses on page 38. And then pages 39 through 55 are lease asking rent comparables. Page 56 is a cap rate survey, but I don't think we have any disagreement on the cap rate. Page 58, I used 3 sales ranging from $2 a square foot. And the rest of the evidence are maps and property record cards of the sales. And that's my evidence for this petition.
Okay. Can you take me through either one of you? I guess we'll start with the property appraiser. Your evidence, I'm trying to figure out the timeline on the vacancy and the build-out.
Okay, I can explain it.
Okay.
So, and since I haven't had you a lot as a special magistrate, I'm going to throw something in addition there. When we look at property, of course, we're looking at it on a mass basis, number one. Number two, we have to look at a data value as of January 1st. In order to treat every taxpayer, property owner equally and fairly, we have to look at properties on a stabilized basis. I can't go every year and say, you know, try to guess everyone's vacancy or figure out what's going on. So we have to look at it like that. With the back unit that was empty.
Which is the smaller unit, right?
Correct. It's almost 3,000 square feet. When I looked at it, what caught my eye is you can see on page 14 of my packet. If you look at it, it's 1, 2, 3. The fourth line down, you'll see a permit value number of 750,000 on that little grid. Mm-hmm. It says commercial interior completion. So what happened there is a contractor went in August 10th of 2018 and filed to build out this space and told the building department that they estimated it would cost them $750,000 to build out the space.
Okay.
So that caught my eye because we're sitting here, you know, date of value January 1st, 2020. Why hasn't this permit been finalized? It shouldn't have taken that long. So that's why I say in here that we went out here October 2nd of 2020. I looked through the windows. The only thing I noticed was that they did not have flooring down. Now, of course, that permit was finaled October 20th, but that's well after the date of value. But I noticed they did not have flooring down, and otherwise, from what I can see, they had like a reception counter in. The drywall was up, the doors were up, looked like the lighting was in, everything. So prior to that, as far as inspection history, I would have to look at our property record card. We were out there January of 19 for another building permit, which would have been the one just below the $750,000, which says it's commercial demolition. So I don't know if it's for that space or the other space. I would assume it's for that space because I don't think any work has ever been done on the larger space since it was built, like any major work.
Yeah, but that one was dirt floor until 8/18, right? What demolition would they have to do? Space that has never been built out.
That's true. So it might have been work on the other one.
Okay, so now, as of today, we know that this thing is fully built out, but there's nobody in there yet, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. Mr. Rosenfield, let me go back to you for a second. On the one that was leased in September of 2019 that you provided the lease on, that was already built out, or did they pay for any TI or anything like that on this one?
You know, I'm not quite sure.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if there's anything in the lease.
Yeah, I'm going through it now, too.
That was the first lease in this building, I assume? But there wasn't someone in there before that, right?
There was.
Oh, there was a different tenant prior to 2019? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least we know it was built out prior to that then. For some, you know, maybe it was changed, but it was built out anyway. Okay. All right, what else? I don't have any other questions.
I know there was a tenant. It's not currently on the 2020 card. If you need us to look it up, we can. But I know there was someone in there when there has been.
Okay. Okay, prior to the September.
Yeah, I don't know how long the gap was. We have to probably guesstimate because unfortunately we usually only look at them. We're only required every 5 years, but I can look back on the TPP account and estimate how much time it was vacant, I guess is what I'm getting at. I don't think it was more than 6 months, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
That's your call if you want me to look at it. 2008.
Okay. All right. You mentioned that right now, that space is for lease for $13 a square foot.
I had found, if you look in the addendum on page 40, mm-hmm. I found this sale price listing and then a lease listing for 3,000 square feet. And then on page 42, I found another one for that, what I think is that same space because it has the 260 address, 260 Mariner Boulevard address. So, and that's also $1,795 triple net.
You mentioned 13 though at one point, I thought.
Where did I? It might have been the base plus and then the cam. That might have been.
Okay.
Let me.
Yes. Page 44, 13 on the top right hand corner.
Oh, 44? Page 44, maybe that's what it comes from.
On the top right?
Yeah, I see it. Okay. Yeah.
And it says they're asking $1,250,000 sale price.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I also had mentioned it on page 14, and like Adam said, page 44, and then I had mentioned from page 45 they had the base rent of 13, and a to be determined per to be determined. I don't know what they meant by that. And I know I saw the additional cam on. Oh, yes, right there in very small letters. It says low $3 per square foot cam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anything else on this petition before we conclude?
I did want to give you some information on his evidence, if that's okay.
Sure. Go ahead.
One concern I had, and tell me again if I go too fast, is I feel like some of the comps that were used were office professional office comps, and this property's medical office space.
The sales
and the rents okay. that he had used, I feel that there should be an adjustment for that because of the additional plumbing that's included in medical space.
Okay.
When you look at, let me go to the page, and Adam, please stop me if I'm wrong on this information, but I kind of had some questions, things I wanted to throw out there. Page 5 and page 6.
Of his evidence, page 5 and 6?
Yes.
Okay.
So, for the actual lease rate, it says September 19 lease signing on the very right on that little box. Wouldn't the rent be $179,400, the PGI, Adam?
I mentioned that it should be $161,460 after a 10% vacancy.
Well, would that be the market or the actual?
The market.
Okay, what about the actual?
I'm basing that number on, I think that because it was signed in 2019, that's a pretty good indicator of the market.
Okay, so the actual then,
yeah.
So the actual then, you're saying is $179,400. because you have a base of $14 plus the cam that's in the lease of $394 for $1,794 a square foot.
Yeah, but I deducted 10% for market vacancy.
No, I'm talking about the actual.
No, right.
Am I making sense? Like what?
Yes. The only difference is I deducted 10% for vacancy.
On the market side, but the actual you deducted 30.
Right, because it is actually 30% vacant.
Okay. So here's what I'm phrasing this special magistrate. I'm not sure if my thinking is right, but I would think if you were doing a absorption and lease-up of a property, a DCF, so to speak, that it would be double-dipping to do 30% vacancy plus then estimate lease-up for that same space. But I could be wrong about that, but that's my thinking. So I just wanted to throw that out there for something for you to think about. Additionally, with the expenses, I feel that they're about $3,000 overestimated because there was some items in his expense list that should not have been included.
All right. What page is that? I saw it in here, but...
Yeah, I know it's towards the back after the lease.
I got it, I think. 38.
Okay. So, I, of course, I excluded some of the same things he did. The difference is in the telephone expense. It's about the middle of the page. I think that's a business expense, not a real estate expense. So I think that should have been excluded.
Okay.
Let me just get organized here. Okay, back to page 5 on the market income. You had corrected it, Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, where you added in the CAM plus the base rent, and that's what that new dollar amount is?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm good with that. One thing I wanted to bring up about the lease up is that you're using $200 a square foot. I think we had spoke about this on the phone. And I feel like it's not in the market in this county. I know of one other space one other property that leases like that. And if it were leasing that small and being broken up like that, the rent would probably be over $20 a square foot for a small office suite like that. And since they, of course, have built it out as one unit, I don't feel that's the case. So I'm kind of questioning the absorption there. For the rent comps and the sales comps, of course, there was no adjustments made. On page 39, one of the rent comps, it was a vanilla shell build out offered, but it doesn't get into if it's the build out is for professional or medical office. Also, the gross rent stated for that is $1,575. On page 43, the gross rent stated for that is $1,675. On page 49, I think that's an old listing from the subject, possibly. I wasn't sure what that was for. Page 52, it's a $10 base rent. I didn't see any CAM on that, like the subject. And again, this is built out as professional office, open space. For the sales comps, there were no adjustments made again. And I just want to point out that sale 1 is my sale 4 and sale 2 is my sale 1. Sale 3 was a professional office purchased by a funeral home that spent.
That you're looking at it for his sales.
His sales, they're way at the back. I'm sorry.
58,
yeah.
Okay, thanks.
And the sale 3 is a professional office that was purchased by a funeral home, and they spent an additional $341,181 to remodel it after they purchased it.
What were the first two you said? You said sale one and sale three, or
so? Yeah, sale one is the same, that his sale one is the same as my sale four.
Okay.
And sale two is the same as my sale one.
Okay. Got it.
And that's all I got.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Rosenfield?
No.
All right. Thanks for joining us. I think we can conclude the hearing, and we will go off the record now.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good
thank
night.
You.
Yeah, you too.